Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, summer skiing. Last week, the Nordic Ski Association of Anchorage was able to practice on some brand new jumps at the Hilltop Ski Area. This is the first summer ski jump facility in the state. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early dropped by to see some young athletes in action.
The Nordic Ski Association of Anchorage is a group that helps kids learn and compete in various winter sports, among them, ski jumping. For many young Alaskan jumpers, the only time they have to practice is when there's actual snow to ski on.
Some families have been able to come up with the money to send their kids outside and summer jump in the lower 48. We feel strongly that all of our kids should have the opportunity and shouldn't be limited.
That's Karen Compton, the program director for NSAA. Compton, along with a batch of volunteers, have worked over the last 2 years to bring a summertime outdoor ski jump to Anchorage, the first of its kind in Alaska. Built on an older, broken-down jump, the new ski jump is a huge, expensive project. The facility is built using a combination of steel tracks, water, and a special plastic grass surface to simulate slippery snow and allow for year-round ski jumping. Kids align their skis with metal tracks and then slide down the plastic grassy jump, flying through the air. Someone is normally standing by, monitoring the wetness level of the grass with a hose. Wetter grass means faster speeds, and some of the beginners are not quite ready for that pace yet.
Go to the rail, get in your end run position, put your hands out here.
That's Zach Hamill, the ski jump coach for the older kids, but he notes that the age range of their skiers is highly varied.
I believe our youngest is 4, and then we have adult jumping, so I think our oldest is 66 years old. So if you're, you know, if you're a little toddler and you can walk and you can ski, then you can ski jump. And if you can still walk in your older ages, you can ski jump as well.
Hamill says that skiing on the plastic grass jumps is not very different from skiing on snow.
It's actually more consistent, which is nice. Living up here in Alaska, or even winter climate anywhere, basically you get a lot of inconsistent skiing conditions. But with summer, it's always the same.
Hamill says, in recent years, it's been challenging to get kids well-prepared for competitions. Between lack of summer practice equipment and weak winter conditions in Anchorage, the kids only get major practice right before out-of-state competitions.
Last winter was extremely brutal. We went down to Junior Nationals in Salisbury, Connecticut, and none of my elite skiers had even skied that size hill all winter. We got like 2 days of jumping in, and then the next day was the competition, and it was just kind of like, all right, guys, I know you haven't trained and we're not really prepared, but just go out there and do your best. Still, I mean, without the training, you just can't be that competitive.
Ready, Annika?
Natasha Mattoon, the other ski coach, is originally from Wisconsin, where outdoor ski jumps are easily accessible. She says the new facility will drastically improve results.
It's going to be great. Like, in the Midwest where I'm from, they have summer training, and you can really see, like, how quickly the kids develop just because they can jump all year round. So now that we have the summer program and we can jump winter and summer, these kids will improve at a much quicker rate.
You're on time that time. Let's do that again.
But what do the kids think of their new jumps? Well, Carter Burbaker is 10 years old, and he's been skiing for about 3 years now.
I think having summer jumps here in Alaska helps a lot because we get more training in, and we can get better, and we can excel faster, and so fly farther and have better places in the competitions.
Even the youngest jumpers, like 6-year-old Riley Cooper, are showing more confidence.
The scariest part about ski jumping is when you first start jump skis, because jump skis, the heels flip up, and you start crossing, and you cross, like, for that whole day, and then next thing you know, you don't cross. I didn't cross today.
Compton says, with the newer facility, a dream like becoming an Olympic-level skier is a closer reality for the kids to grasp.
You know, within probably 10 years, we'll have Olympians because we have strong skiers. Now we have added the ski jumping piece, and the ability to train intensely in both of those sports will produce national team members and Olympians. It just will.
Even if the kids aren't necessarily here to become Olympians, there are other benefits. Burbaker says, while he enjoys doing other types of sports, ski jumping gives him a feeling unlike any other.
There's no sports where you really get to go and fly, and here at ski jumping, you get to like fly, and it's really fun. I really like flying.
With help from Ammon Swenson, I'm Wesley Early in Anchorage.